So far, so good. I'm just tired right now. Planning on taking about a 5 to 6 hour nap when I get done with here, if that makes any sense. So, but so far, so good.
When you were here with the Jets, how tough, is it a tough adjustment to flying back and forth and playing like that?
Oh, yeah, because when you get off the flight, you got to go straight to practice. When you come here and go to meetings, when your body is ready to power down. So I'm just tricking your body into believing you need to be awake. That's all. Not at all.
No. Why'd you do that?
Take pictures of everybody who was sleeping. Talk to JPP. That was it.
Is it tougher for the skill position guys or the big guys in the trenches, the fatigue and the conditioning factor?
Oh, the big guys, definitely. Because we have to exert so much energy at one time. You know, the skill guys, they can spread it out over the course of a game, but we have to do so much at one time, every single down. So I would think it's tougher than that.
Snacks, do you think it would be interesting as a player to eventually have a franchise here? Like, when you made this trip, say, once a year to play this game?
Every team?
I mean, like, if there were a franchise here, based here.
That'd be tough. You know, the road games, you have to go 6 to 10 hours across, you know, across the world. So I think it would be good for football, but I would have to stay in the States.
Make the trip one every 3 years or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Todd Gurley, he hasn't really gotten going this year like he did last year. But what kind of challenge does he pose to you guys?
Well, he's big, he's physical, and he's fast. You know, any given moment, you know, I've heard say he was struggling or whatever else, but at any given moment, you know, he can find that spark that he had last year. So he's definitely a threat along with Tavon Austin and Kenny Britt and a couple other guys on the offense.
We've seen teams loading the box against him. Is that what you guys are planning to specifically plan for him, or is there going to be a bit more of a diverse defensive scheme compared to the other teams we've played in this year?
Well, I don't want to, you know, give away the game plan so easily, but, you know, Spags is putting a lot on us to stop the run this week, albeit, you know, with a six-man box, 7, 8, you know, whatever it takes to win. So you should see a little mixture of everything.
How important is it to stop the run early on and force him to go to the passing lane?
Oh, very important. Getting off the field on third down, which we haven't done early in games as good as we want to. So just give our pass rushers a chance to go on third down and get the ball back to the offense as quickly as possible and to not give a team like the Rams any momentum.
And how important is it to establish on defense momentum going into the bye week?
Oh, very big, because you know, guys will always want to leave on a winning note, and to win this game along with, you know, last week's win, I think that'll be big for the team as a whole, not just the defense.
What about Janoris Jenkins? Because we heard Jeff Fisher talk about him being playing to the best level of any cornerback in the league now.
Yeah.
They seem to be regretting giving him up.
Oh, yeah. Jack Rabbit has been awesome, man, making plays on defense as well as special teams. And, you know, I believe the fans are pretty proud of what they've seen so far, as well as us that's in the locker room. So he's a very special player.
Has he been leaking you a bit of info on what to expect from them?
No, man. No. you know, you don't want to go out there chasing ghosts from guys who used to play for former teams. They'll switch it up.
After you catch some sleep this weekend when you have downtime, what are you doing?
Go and find some bangers and mash and some fish and chips.
Has the food been adequate? Because we had Kelvin Beach from the Jaguars, offensive lineman. He was out here a few years ago with the Steelers, came back this year, and he said the best improvement from when he was out here last time was the portions have got a lot bigger.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the spoons and forks have gotten a lot bigger, too, which was a problem for me.
They know what they've got to deal with now.
Oh, yeah, they were prepared this year.
Was the turf an issue for you at all in Wembley last year?
Yeah, it was slippery. So I had to switch my cleats, and I plan on doing it early this year.
Are you hopeful it's a rugby feel? I understand it's more durable. I think that might have a big impact.
Well, I heard it may be a little more slippery than Wembley. Yeah, so. You want to check it out.
You played against Justin Pugh last year, and you're going against him in practice now. What kind of strides have you made to see him make?
The guy is awesome, man. He's very good against the run as well as the pass, and he's picking up everything that's thrown at him. You know, I watch him in the games as well as Bobby Hart. And from seeing him last year to this year, I mean, you've seen him more than I have. I'm sure you can vouch for the improvement that he's made, but just from the beginning of camp until now, it's amazing.
Snacks, is it startling seeing a teammate hold off a trip? I know it's you know, the circumstances. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know everything, but is it startling to see that? I mean, last minute that way for those reasons?
You know, you just hope for the best in every situation, and, you know, I wish the same for, you know, all parties involved. But it's the NFL, man. Anything could happen, whether it be a situation like that or an injury, so we're always prepared.